Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk@wdws.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Hey there, and good morning. Welcome to a Friday morning here in East Central Illinois, the 16th day of March, passing the right about the halfway point of the month. Cooler today, as you heard, a high of 42. I'll be with you today. I will be off on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, going to go down to spring training and see a couple of baseball games along the way for the next few days. And then back here next Thursday, Scott Beatty will be in the chair, the penny chair, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Glad to be with you today. How are you doing? I saw a lot of basketball yesterday. That was a good part of my day as I enjoyed watching the NCAA tournament, which got underway yesterday. Not a ton of upsets, but I guess the big local upset that we're following fairly closely is Loyola of Chicago. And the young man who started his career in Danville, then went up to Chicago, Simeon, hits the game winner for the Ramblers. Their first win in the NCAA tournament since they lost to Patrick Ewing and Georgetown way back in 1985. So good win for the Loyola Ramblers yesterday. Lots of other action as well, NCAA tournament games. A lot of good games. Some games were lopsided, as is usually the case, and a whole slew of games again today in the NCAA tournament. That's kind of the sports front. Also, we got word late in the show yesterday about LaRon Black foregoing his final year of eligibility here at the University of Illinois. He's going to pursue a pro career, so we certainly will miss him. I thought he developed into a really, really good player by the end of his career at Illinois, but he's going to pursue a professional career, so good luck to LaRon. And so now with Mark Smith transferring and LaRon Black leaving, there's two big pieces the Illini have to put back in place in the future. Don't know if you saw Brad Underwood yesterday. He was on TV quite a bit on various channels. You have to kind of scan across the four different channels that the games are on. I don't know how they mix and match the halftime shows with what game is on, but if you've got a remote, you can check it out, either True TV or TBS or TNT, or usually on one of those three is when he's usually on with Seth Davis and some of the other crew members, so putting his radio TV degree to use here yesterday and today. Phone number today, 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. Text us, always get a lot of texts that way on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Of course, had that tragic story of the pedestrian bridge that they were putting in place, and there's different stories as to what happened there, where they were tightening it or getting it ready to solidify it, and then it collapsed. And I think at last count, there were six people killed in that bridge. Interesting story in the background of that bridge and how they built it and what they were doing with it to put it in place and then getting it ready as part of an overall effort down there at Florida International University. But what a tragedy that was. That occurred yesterday afternoon. So we'll talk about that a little bit. News from the University of Illinois, the trustees meeting yesterday. So we'll talk about that some if we get a chance. And also St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. I've got 15 things you may or may not know about St. Patrick's Day. You probably don't know about these, but we'll pass those along as the day continues here on this Friday. And I've got some other stories I haven't been able to get to in recent weeks, and we'll try to sprinkle those in as we go along today as well. But really an open line, whatever's on your mind, if you want to talk about some of the national issues of the day, we can certainly do that. Local issues in regards to the University of Illinois or Champaign or Urbana or anything else in this area. And, of course, the sports world, any of that is welcome as well here today on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Hey, a call to action. The weather hopefully is going to get warm and stay warm. Spring is in the air, the market heating up. The Starwald Group would like to offer you a free, no-obligation home evaluation, even if you're not thinking about moving. Steve and Pam Starwald, our group there at Keller Williams, our husband and wife team. Their number is 239-7156. And they also want to remind you, as you work on looking to purchase a home possibly, that Damian Spencer, at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal, He's worked with Steve and Pam Starwalt for 10 years. He's been in the mortgage lending business for over 20 years. And if you happen to be out looking for a home and you're not sure what you can be pre-approved for, wondering what that process would be like, they can help you with that. He can anyway, Damian at Fisher National Bank today. You can find out how much you're pre-approved for, what you would be looking at. Maybe you're downsizing. Maybe you're transitioning from one home to another. Whatever the case may be, with the help of Damian at Fisher National Bank, Steve and Pam Starwalt, husband and wife team, can help with all of that. Their number is 239-7156. They'll get you in touch with Damian, get you fixed up for the weekend there. As far as that goes, they'll help you through the entire process. But Damian Spencer, Fisher National Bank. Fisher National Bank, couple of locations, actually, Champaign, Mahomet, and Fisher. But again, 239-7156, and that's the number to call to get help from Steve and Pam Starwalt, our friends there, and also Damian from Fisher National Bank. All right, we'll take our opening break, and we'll get it started here on an open line here on this Friday. Glad you're with us, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515-357, and you can email us, talk@wdws.com. Oh, the other story I wanted to mention, too, was the passing of Augie Garrido. Of course, was the baseball coach at Illinois, what, for 3 years, and had quite an impact. Was at Cal State Fullerton, came here, went back to Cal State Fullerton, and eventually to Texas. And just a terrific baseball coach. Any memories, thoughts of that time when he was here at Illinois, feel free to pass those along today as well. We're at 9:11 and 27 degrees with you today on this Friday, just ahead of St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, and we'll come back with more. Penny for your thoughts as we get it started for a Friday after this. Back on Penny for your thoughts, 9:16 here on this Friday morning. So what's on your mind today? 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515-357, and email us, talk@wdws.com. If you have any expertise in the world of building bridges, maybe you can help us out with this. The authorities say an innovative pedestrian bridge that failed at Florida International University had been put to a stress test, and its cables were being tightened when it collapsed. Six people killed, 10 injured when the 950-ton span pancaked into a six-lane road. This is down in Miami. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating that cause. One factor may have been the stress test that Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez said crews conducted earlier on Thursday. Senator Marco Rubio, meanwhile, tweeting that cables that suspended the bridge had loosened and were being tightened when it collapsed. And just interesting note on this, the pedestrian walkway that collapsed in Florida, killing multiple people, was the first of its kind instant bridge, which was built using a radical new approach known as accelerated construction. Installed this last Saturday, the 950-ton structure was erected in just a few hours under orders from the MCM Construction Management and Florida International University, where the bridge is located. The school's president had said last weekend, said FIU is about building bridges and student safety. This project accomplishes our mission beautifully. Said we're filled with pride and satisfaction at seeing this engineering feat come to life. The walkway was supposed to link FIU's Modesto campus to the Miami suburb of Sweetwater, where roughly 4,000 residents reside. They were to open up the entire bridge by early 2019. That piece measured 174 feet. From end to end, was built using accelerated bridge construction, ABC methods, which are being advanced at FIU's Accelerated Bridge Construction University Transportation Center. The method of construction reduces the potential risk to workers, commuters, and pedestrians and minimizes traffic interruptions, the school said in a press release following Saturday's installation. So what I guess they built it somewhere else and then we put it in place. And then I guess we're doing a stress test, and that's when it collapsed, apparently, from what I understand. So maybe those of you who are a little more tuned in to all of that can help us out with some of that. Let's go to Ted here at the start of the show. Hi, Ted. Good morning.
Good morning. Been around it all my life, bridges and wind farms and pipelines and whatnot. I'm not the engineer. You can ask somebody from in the engineering field, but it's prefab, built off-site, brought on-site. And from looking at the pictures on TV, they used a cable system. I'm sure there's a fancy name for the cable system that holds the structure up. And they said they were tightening the cables in the process of it collapsing. So evidently there was nothing holding it up. the cable weren't tight enough, and why they were allowing traffic underneath is beyond me. But the lawsuits will be flying, you know that.
Yeah. So that, just based on what I was reading there, I mean, is it like a new method for building bridges? No, not at all. Yeah.
One bridge on the River Kwai used by a cable system, if I remember right from the movie. Cable systems have been around forever. That big bridge that goes across Tampa Bay is the name is eluding me, though. The cable system, it's a fancy name that holds the structure up.
Yeah. But I'm thinking more of the actual building. They said it was a first of its kind instant bridge. So I don't know
prefab built off site. Yeah. Built off site, but they should have been, it was still under construction. That road should have been closed.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
They shouldn't have had anybody underneath, but there's lawsuits will be flying, rightfully so, and let's throw some politics in. How are they going to blame Trump? That's what I'm trying to figure out. And are the kids going to walk out of school over this one, and we're going to outlaw bridges? But that's tongue-in-cheek, and it's a very sad situation.
Yeah, it is. So, thanks, Chad.
Thanks.
Yep, appreciate the phone call. 356-9397. You can join us just like Ted did. On the phones, you can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. So the Pac-12, all three of their teams are gone from the tournament. UCLA's out, Arizona State's out, Arizona's gone. And Buffalo, the team, this is the Buffalo Bulls, not to be confused with the Buffalo Bills, the NFL team, I mean, they just routed them. It wasn't close. And once they got it out to 10 or 12, it was done. Let's go to the phone again. Alan is with us. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Morning, Brian. Arizona blew me out of the water last night. The Buffalo game, I mean, they just looked tremendous. Arizona had that get-in-the-headlights look there towards the end of the game, like, what has happened?
And Buffalo is Buffalo's from the MAC.
I had heard couple people in the ESPN say, watch out for Buffalo, they're a very good team. Well, they were right, and so was Loyola. I picked Loyola to win.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did, and I guess the young man that hit the shot is from Danville originally, huh?
Yeah. I guess I must have missed the part that you said Underwood was going to be on one of the shows, the Scott team on TNT, I think it was, as an analyst.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Well, I think it's good to have exposure, but it also tells people that you're not in the tournament, too.
Yeah, it can kind of cut both ways, I guess. But I guess the...
Brian, you remember a few months ago when I asked you about Ron Black, since we knew he was going to graduate early, that we might leave and go somewhere else, although we weren't thinking about pro.
Yeah.
And you kind of mentioned, I don't think he's going anywhere. Well, how time do you think?
Yeah, no, I think part of it had to do with the last month and a half he had of the year. I mean, I don't know if he was ready professionally at the time we talked, but...
He'll not play NBA.
Well, no, but I don't think so. But, I mean, he's undersized for the NBA, and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things you got to do to, you know, to help him get in position to succeed. But, he developed his game, I think, to a point he could make some money.
He had a great drop-back shot. But as good as he is, and he was our best player by far, he is weak defensively, and his rebounding wasn't always as good as I thought it should have been. I mean, he's got areas he needs to really improve, and defense is really one of them. I don't know if we're going to be able to recruit people enough to recover that loss for this year or not. I look at now, I think we're another year away again.
Well, unless they can find some guys, you know, that step up like a Trent Frazier did right away.
Yeah, that's too many ifs, sir.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Thank you, Alan.
Yep.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones here. And Charlie has done that. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Called about the bridge deal.
Yes, yeah.
This is a combination of a lot of new technology, and actually it's called post-stress cable stayed bridge. And the reason it's an insta bridge is because they built it alongside the boulevard over the last, 6 months or so. and put it all together, and then they swung it around in an arc to go to the other pier, you know, 175 feet away. Hmm. And if you see the artist rendition of the thing, it's got more superstructure above that doesn't exist yet in the one that fell down. And so apparently, when they say post-stressed cable, what you do is you build the thing, and then you tighten the nuts up on the cable, and that stresses the cable. You and I are old enough to remember pre-stressed concrete. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, post-stressed means you build the thing, and then you tighten the nuts up on the cable. So they were doing that. That's the standard construction method now. And apparently they were stress testing it, which generally means they were doubling the load or perceived load, and they can do that with cabling, right? Mm-hmm. And then they've got deflection meters and all kinds of stuff on there to watch how much things, and it just went bad. But why they didn't, I'm like the other guy, why they didn't stop the traffic underneath, I have no idea.
Yeah, because basically you're experimenting, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like building a bridge and then putting a bunch of water cans out there to see if it's going to stay up. There's a really famous picture, if anybody wants to look it up. It's of Frank Lloyd Wright's mushroom column that he designed and invented, the famous architect. And they put it has like 10 feet of sandbags on the very top of one of these mushroom pedestals. And now you'll see it is the column that you see all over in concrete construction, parking garages and everything else. You can trace that all the way back into the, like, 1925 or so to Frank Lloyd Wright. And they put, I don't know, 50 or 100 tons of sandbags on top of this pedestal to show people how strong it was. So it's an amazing thing, you know, all this construction. But, boy, they should have taken the time to not have cars underneath it.
Well, yeah, that seems to be the thing that that comes to my mind first is, like, why isn't it, like, cornered off and let's test this first before we just put it in place?
They should have done that. Yeah. The instant part comes from the fact that they built it alongside the road, all, you know, for months. And then in just a day or so, and they stopped traffic for this, obviously, they swung the thing around. So basically it stayed on the one pier, and then they swung it around like a draw, you know, like a swing bridge. You know, that gets out of the way for boat traffic. They swung that one end around, and then they tied it in, and then they were just testing it, and something went horribly wrong.
So is what's new that they would build it right next to where they were going to put it? Is that
That's the Insta part.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because normally
people haven't really been doing that yet.
Okay.
That's new.
I'm just trying to figure out what's new about it or different about it, I guess, from...
Right, post-tensioning actually goes back to the Germans in 1935. They were doing it before we ever heard of it. And the whole, he was mentioning the Skyway Bridge down in Tampa.
Yes.
That's one. And then there's that famous suspended highway in the mountains there in the Blue Ridge Parkway. And that's all post-stressed cantilevered out over nothing.
Interesting.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, thank you for listening.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you. One more call here before break. Nancy, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm great. I'm calling. I agree with everyone about the moving, stopping traffic, by the way. That was one of the first things I said. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, I'm calling, changing the subject a little bit. Last night, we saw the first showing of the I Can Only Imagine movie that's out and just opened last night. And I just wanted to encourage everyone maybe this weekend to go to the movie theater to see it. It is a fabulous story. It's a family. It's great for the family, mid to upper elementary, all the way to however old you are. It's a great movie. It's a true story about triumph over life, of a life of heartbreak, facing your fears to overcome through forgiveness, believing and never giving up. And it was just an amazing movie, probably one that I would really like to see again.
Wow, that sounds great, Nancy. So what's the name of it again?
If I can only imagine. From a song that has was written. I didn't look it up. I know that it was written in the 90s, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's been it's won awards, and it's called "I Can Only Imagine." It's the name of the song by the group Mercy Me.
Hmm.
And it's something I've heard this song, but I you know, hear every song, but you never think about what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tremendous story behind that song, and this is what the movie is showing. And there's also a book out by the writer of the song, and there's Trace Adkins plays a part in it, Amy Grant is in it, and so there's as well as other people that are part of the group and everything. So it's a great story.
Well, it sounds great. Where'd you see it?
At the Savoy.
Savoy. Okay.
Savoy last night.
Great.
In a small theater, we were the first show. It had probably no more than 15 people, and this is why I've really spent a lot of time texting my friends and saying spread the word, because we need to really, people need to see it and fill that theater this weekend.
Hey, Nancy, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
We're at the bottom of the hour. Let me take a quick break, Ed. We'll come back. News headlines, Michael Kaiser, after this.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at WDWS.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Back to a Friday here on Penny for Your Thoughts. I'll be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back next Thursday. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. Email us talk at WDWS.com. Hey, for 30 years, Big Mike Namoff, everybody knows him. He's been a huge presence in East Central Illinois. This is It Furniture, many charitable products. It comes from a entrepreneurial family, the youngest of five brothers. He owns retail furniture stores throughout Central Illinois. Of course, he's had those crazy TV commercials you've seen over the years with the Downer, Downer, Downer and the onions and all of that. Everybody knows Big Mike, but he's got This Is It Furniture, but recently joined up with a new store called Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. Big Mike will have those two stores, This Is It Furniture and Snooze, under one large roof. Be able to take care of your furniture needs and mattress needs with This Is It Furniture. But now with Snooze, you'll find many luxury items, and they've got some fantastic ones, like their lifestyle adjustable bed frames, carbon cool pillows. They've got the scented pillows. They've got travel pillows, by the way. If you're doing some traveling, you can check those out. But have a free and easy analysis done by their Reveal machine. Find out where your pressure points are and how firm or not your mattress should be. They can check all that out once you walk in the store. Because you look at a bunch of mattresses, you're like, well, I don't know which one to choose. I mean, they all look the same. But they're not the same. And you can check it out with the pressure points and all of that with the Reveal machine. This Is It Furniture and Snooze, luxury mattress shop, now at Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Mattis in Champaign. Don't want to grow up? Sorry, Toys R Us kids. The demise of Toys R Us will have a ripple effect on everything from toy makers to consumers to landlords. A 70-year-old retailer headed towards closing its U.S. operations, jeopardizing the jobs of some 30,000 employees. Talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the closing of the company's 740 U.S. stores over the coming months. Of course, we have one in Champaign, too. Finalized the downfall of the chain that succumbed to heavy debt and relentless trends. They say they're likely to bundle its Canadian business, about 200 stores, and find a buyer. The company's U.S. online store could still be running for the next couple of weeks in case there is a buyer for it. Toys R Us had about 60,000 full-time and part-time employees worldwide last year. And Toys R Us had dominated the toy store business in the 1980s and early 90s. It was one of the first of the what they call category killers, a store totally devoted to one thing. Its scale gave it leverage with toy sellers and disrupted general merchandise stores and mom-and-pop shops. Children sang along with the commercials about the biggest toy store there is. Company, though, over the years lost ground to discounters like Target and Walmart, then to Amazon, as even nostalgic parents sought deals elsewhere. And they say global data retail estimates nearly 14% of toy sales were made online in 2016, more than double the level 5 years ago. Toys R Us still has hundreds of stores. Analysts estimate it'll still sell about 20% of the toys bought in the United States. So, anyway, I don't know if you have any thought about that, but 356-9397. Toys R Us is huge. I mean, we've got the store here, the Babies R Us. There's a lot of specialty stores like that, but just a big, big place that you didn't think would ever go away, but here it is. They're having trouble. All right, we have a text in. We had, I can only imagine, play at my mom's funeral, talking about the movie that's just out, and then the song. It's an amazing song. Glad the movie lived up to it. That text in from Bill today. Tom and Mattoon text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. The Kentucky freshmen might be just coming together at the right time. Go Big Blue. They had a fight on their hands with Davidson, though, yesterday. That was pretty interesting to watch. And then Benny says Steve Alford at UCLA needs to hit the recruiting trail hard. There's no excuse for that loss to St. Bonaventure. He said, I've been a Bruins fan since 1975. And he says, I don't care if I'm dating myself. So those are some of the texts and emails that have come in here this morning. You can join us as well on any one of those particular locations if you'd like to visit with us this morning. Again, an open line up until 11. The Big Ten, Purdue Boilermakers, 28-6 against Cal State Fullerton. That's at 11:40 today up in Detroit. If you're following the Big Ten in the tournament. Midwest Regional, number 3 Michigan State against number 4 Bucknell. That's at 6:10 tonight in Detroit. Both Purdue and Michigan State got to stay fairly close to home there in Detroit. Of course, Kansas State involved in the tournament this year. There's all kinds of stories. Xavier looking to make a run as the number 1 seed. Also, Georgia hiring Tom Crean. I don't know if you saw that. Georgia hiring the former Indiana coach Tom Crean as his coach, capping a fast-paced search only 5 days after firing Mark Fox. Crean was 356, 231 in 18 years at Marquette in Indiana. Of course, was in the Final Four with Marquette. Took the Indiana program from the ashes of what was left there by Kelvin Sampson, who has his team in the tournament at Houston. Got an email from Robert. Says, I would like the superintendent of Unit 4 schools, Susan Zola, Dr. Zola, to go on record about what the policy will be for there being no disciplinary action for groups of students who chose to walk out of school for a period of time in protest of something. For instance, a group that would like to protest against abortion or a group that would like to protest against the university banning the chief. How do you now have any kind of consistent policy other than tolerating these? If the next group to get organized and walk out in protest are disciplined for this, the superintendent and school board should be prepared to be sued for discrimination. Leadership just caved into a current cause, a tragic one, but nevertheless a cause. That email in from Robert this morning on the WDWS talk at WDWS.location. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning to Brian. You're on Penny. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you?
Not too bad for an old guy. Hanging in there.
Yeah, me too.
I was just calling to see. I haven't seen it in a news gazette or heard about it anywhere in the media, but a couple of weeks ago, South Africa passed a law calling for the seizure of all white-owned farms.
In South Africa?
Yeah, the seizure of all white-owned farms, and without any compensation, just seizing the farms. And plus, I think it also extends to any white-owned property, period.
So what do you make of all that? I mean, they've had that long history, of course, with apartheid that was in the grain there for many, many years.
Right, but they caved in the pressure. They got rid of apartheid. They tried to coexist with blacks, but they're communist blacks. And you got to remember, Mandela was a communist. And now the communists, the African National Congress, which is a communist party, took back power, and they're seizing property and not only that, but for the past several years, there's been a genocide, basically, of whites by the blacks. I can't remember the number, but it's been thousands and thousands of white people being slaughtered by the blacks over there, and I don't see a thing about this in the media.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. So,
would highly advise everybody research this, because it's literally a genocide going on right now in South Africa. The Marxist blacks are slaughtering whites. It's horrible. And I've seen some of the pictures. It's just atrocious what they're doing. They're even killing children, boiling them alive. They're doing all kinds of horrible stuff. I'm not going to go into detail. But it needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be stopped. And the international community and the media will not say a word about it.
So what can be done? I mean, if that's going on, if nobody's reporting it or nobody's seeing it or nobody's saying anything about it, then what do you do?
Well, Trump apparently said that he's not going to allow it to happen. I haven't heard anything else about it. But I would honestly say if anybody needs to let refugees in, if any country we need to let refugees in from, I would say these people need it, because they're not out there slaughtering or killing or hurting anybody else. They're the victims. And it's not like in Syria and Somalia and these other places where they're just killing one another. And the people, see, here's the thing, the people from Syria, Somalia, all these people, they're either communists or Muslims, and they don't want to integrate into the country. They don't want to they don't want to become part of it. And that's why when they come here, the crime rate just jumps up sky high wherever they settle at. Whereas these people, they're just victims. It's horrific. And if anybody should be allowed in as refugees, it should be these people.
Okay. Well, I have to do a little reading up on that. I hadn't heard that, so.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't mind if somebody comes in from Somalia or Syria or something like that. If they allow the Christians and Jews in, they won't. Obama really curtailed the influx of Christians and Jews and focused on letting Muslims in, period.
All right. Hey, Brian, thank you for the call today.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Your thoughts on any of those type of issues, or if there's something else. You saw a great movie, as one of our callers, I think Nancy, mentioned earlier, if you saw that. That's why we do an open line. It's always fun growing up listening to this show with Larry and then Jim. But where the show might go, you guys kind of drive it today. So we'll just go and be along for the ride up until 11 o'clock. Talk to you more after this timeout. Penny for Your Thoughts continues on this Friday. By the way, Brian had called in about a story on South Africa. If you go to Business Insider, if you just Google South Africa land redistribution, you can find several stories on it. So if you'd like to do that, they had a similar situation, I guess, in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe now, back a few years ago. But if you want to read about what Brian was referring to, feel free to do so. But Business Insider has it, if you'd like to go there and take a look at it. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us talk@wdws.com. If there's any game that typified the March Madness, the excitement of the tournament, was that Loyola-Chicago game yesterday. Don't know if you saw the end of that, but the young man that used to be from Danville went to Chicago, Simeon, hit the game-winning shot, so that was pretty cool to watch. It looked for a while there, for the last couple of minutes, they weren't going to be able to quite pull it off, but that's what makes it pretty fun to watch. Dante Ingram hitting that game-winning shot at the buzzer to beat Miami of Florida, a team that Illinois lost to in the tournament 5 years ago. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning to Ursula.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. The utilities locally seem to be pruning trees away from the power lines. And every time they've done it, they've picked up the leavings, the stuff they cut off the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Ameren, and they said the last time they'd been in my area was last year in October. So I haven't called anyone else because I don't think they're as responsive exactly than Ameren is, but it presents the leavings of the trees leaves a problem for me. I have to hire someone that will take it away because I can't do it myself, and I'm just wondering if anybody else has had that same problem where they just cut it. And I didn't even know they were out there because I don't get around that well. So you know, maybe somebody will note, I don't know, what is the law? Do they, you know, like the utilities hire out these to other people, and I don't know if they, you know, are allowed to just leave it. Usually all the other years they've, you know, taken it away. So yeah, maybe somebody would know.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how that works. So they just trimmed everything and then left it all there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So
huh.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody help Ursula on that? 356-9397. That's how you can join us on the phones. News from the University of Illinois. The university required online training programs about sexual harassment and misconduct may soon become mandatory for University of Illinois students. The university required by state and federal government to make the training available. And last year, almost 40,000 students took part, about 80% of new students and 40% of returning ones. That's according to the executive director of the Office of University Ethics. The UI's online program focusing on promoter grading greater awareness and prevention of sexual misconduct in both educational and social settings. It supplements other programs offered during the course of the year on each of the three campuses, she told U of I trustees during a presentation Wednesday, but the government doesn't mandate that students complete the training. U of I trustees asked administrators in January why there was no consequences for students who failed to take it. A trustee, Jill Smart, a former human resources executive, said on Wednesday she had checked with 11 other universities and all imposed some kind of penalty on students who didn't take part. In some cases, freshmen couldn't sign up for classes at orientation until they went through the training or their accounts were placed on hold for the following semester. U of I President Tim Killeen said the U of I did a larger study of its peer universities and found similar results. So that story in the News Gazette today, if you'd like to check that out. Also, the new Carl Illinois College of Medicine at the U of I extending admission offers to 32 students. The college received more than 1,000 applications from nearly all 50 states. Enrolled Carl Illinois students will begin their education July 2nd of this year. Officials hoping to cover the full cost of tuition for that first class. So that's some of the news from the University of Illinois in the last couple of days. We will take a quick break, come back here before the top of the hour, and get you ready for news. We've got more. I've got 15 things you may not know about St. Patrick's Day, which is, of course, tomorrow. We'll get into that here in the next hour as we close out the week. Back after this. All right, first hour of Penny for Your Thoughts in the books on this Friday. A lot of different topics. We've got the news coming up here at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock, and then more open line. We'll talk a little St. Patrick's Day here as it comes up tomorrow. But whatever else is on your mind, welcome on an open line today on this Friday. On WDWS at The Tone, it's 10 o'clock. Champagne or Bell.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at WDWS.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Well, for the day before St. Patrick's Day, tomorrow, we got to have a little music there, right? Just to get us in the mood. All right, 356-9397 is how you can join us. I have several things you may or may not know about St. Patrick's Day. We'll get to kind of work our way through those during the course of the hour just for fun here as we wrap up the week. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Some people have done that. Also, different emails have come in along the way at talk@wdws.com. And I've got Rush has his stack of stuff. I always keep just little miscellaneous items around that I like to try to work in from time to time and may not have all the time to do it. So with the open line going until 11 today, I may work some of those in. as we go along as well. But 15 things you might not know about St. Patrick's Day. A couple of them are kind of goofy. One is that there are no female leprechauns. Don't be fooled by any holiday decoration showing lady leprechauns. In traditional Irish folktales, there are no female leprechauns, only Natalie-attired little guys. All right, and this one also not that important, but it's just interesting, I guess. Another little-known fact from Irish lore, leprechauns earn that gold they're guarding. According to legend, leprechauns spend their days making and bending shoes. It's hard work, so don't blame them for being territorial about their pots of gold, so... I've got better ones than that, but those are just a couple there to get us started. Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning. Another day in paradise.
Yeah.
Brian, I want to talk a little politics. Last week, one of your callers named Bob called in, and he was upset about the people that he felt were gaming the system and receiving benefits that didn't deserve them. And that no politicians were standing up and taking a stand against it. I think he may not have known or didn't remember. Chapin Rose at one time introduced legislation trying to get pictures put on the link cards or snap cards, and he was nearly crucified over there in Springfield by the Democrats because they don't want any type of alteration to make it more of a situation where they can be held accountable. They know very well that a lot of people will take, say they get a $200 snap card or link card, and they'll sell it for $100 cash, and then they'll go and use that money for sometimes nefarious things. But Chapin has stood up against that and tried to stand up against it, and it's not his fault. As a cop for 30 years, I can remember multiple occasions having to chase somebody 6 or 8 blocks and then fight with them. And then when you're booking them in, you ask them, do you work anywhere? And no, I'm on disability. What are you on disability for? I don't know. My mother got it for me. And Bob's absolutely right. Something needs to be done about it. And a little bit later, Cindy called in and said that it wasn't that easy to get benefits. And she's right also, because I had a very good friend who had COPD so bad. He lost his job. He lost his home. He lost everything. I let him live with me in a room in my basement because he didn't have anywhere else to go. It took him 4 years to get his benefits instated so he could get medications and everything else. And it's just the state, I don't know what to say about it. It's just there needs to be some substantial revisions to things in this state especially.
Yeah, well, and a lot of times in these cases, it's, you know, who has the political will to do it. It gets caught up in it, right?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. But again, you know, the state has been run by Democrats for years and years. It's just not like now with these gun laws. They're wanting to take and turn thousands of law-abiding citizens into criminal felons overnight by the stroke of a pen because they didn't take the time to really sit down and think out these gun laws. It's all emotional reaction by the seat of their pants. And it's so frustrating. And I knew politics was dirty. But I had no idea how absolute dirty it was until I got involved in 2 senatorial campaigns a few years back. And I found out then that it's unbelievable things that go on.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. 356-9397. Open line today up until 11 o'clock. Crowds are staking out, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, crowds starting staking out their seats at Las Vegas sportsbooks in the wee hours yesterday morning. This is for the tournament, of course. By 6:30 a.m., the 400-seat Westgate Sportsbook was packed. At 8 a.m., an estimated throng of close to 1,500 filed into the Westgate Theater to watch and wager on the first day of the NCAA tournament. Popular favorites Villanova, Kansas, and Duke covered double-digit spreads. Buzzer beaters, bad beats, countless roars from the crowd for baskets made or missed in the final seconds that affected the point spread. I bet. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just been locally or just recently moved back to the area, and I wanted to know if you've heard of any St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I know Dublin O'Neill's used to do something downtown. I looked in the Gazette this morning. I didn't really see anything there, and I was just wondering if the listeners or yourself have heard of anything.
You know, I don't know. I know the Dublin's, they've been doing the fish sandwich, the deluxe fish sandwiches for Lent here the last few weeks, and I don't know. I assume they'd be doing something today, but I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, maybe some listeners can call in and maybe give us a few recommendations.
That'd be great. Hey, thank you, Dave. We'll see what they say, okay?
Okay, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, a couple other facts about St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick was British. Although he made his mark by introducing Christianity to Ireland in the year 432, Patrick wasn't Irish himself. He was born to Roman parents in Scotland or Wales in the late 4th century. Things you may or may not know about St. Patrick's Day. And also, speaking of, let's see here, the Billy Goat Tavern. I don't know if you knew about this. The Goat is back. The Billy Goat Tavern's flagship Lower Michigan Avenue location will reopen today at 5. They'll serve green beer on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day. That's in Chicago. The historic home of the world-famous cheeseburger has been closed since January 2nd. To update infrastructure, including improvements to electrical plumbing and the vintage restrooms. Of course, it was immortalized by the Broken Cubs curse, John Belushi on Saturday Night Live, and late Tribune columnist Mike Royko. First Billy Goat opened in 1934 by a Greek immigrant. 1964, the tavern moved to a ground location. Plastic construction sheeting had shrouded the front windows for months. Originally, the reopening was planned for February. You can learn more at BillyGoatTavern.com. So they're scheduled to reopen today, I guess, at 5. 10:22 here at DWS. Want to remind you, if you've had a collision, Gallo-Miller Paint and Collision Repair, full-service collision repair facility. They know having a car accident's a serious matter. Choosing the best collision repair specialist is also very serious. Dave Miller and Bill Gallo, passionate about their business, they truly care about your vehicle. Just give them the keys to your vehicle, and they'll take care of everything. They've worked in the insurance business, ran body shops. They know all the ins and outs of what goes on. And they know what having your car repaired, what a hassle that can be. Collision repair shop is the last place you want to be sitting in, right? I mean, come on. But they can make this as painless as possible. Free estimates are always offered. South side of I-74 between Neil and Prospect exits. Visit Miller.com. We've got John and Don ready to go. We'll get to you guys right after this break on Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny for Your Thoughts on a Friday, 356-9397. Scott Beatty will be in the chair here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll be back next Thursday. Got some good guests we're working on to line up here for the latter stages of March and into April. We'll have a lot of fun here as we work our way into springtime. 356-9397. Things you should may or may not know about St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if you should know them, but you may not. This one you probably know. Chicago feels lucky, too. New York may have more manpower, but Chicago has a speck zone. City's been celebrating St. Patrick by dumping green dye into the Chicago River since 1962. And how many tons of dye does it take to do that? 40 tons of dye to get the river to a suitably festive shade. We've been up there before during the course of tournaments or whatever when St. Patrick's Day has fallen on when we've been up in Chicago to see them actually do that. So that's pretty cool. Let's go back to the phones. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm just going to read off the top four here. I want to throw a little facts in the mix of the death rate in America for 2018. This is only in the middle of March, remember, three and a half months. The death rate in America, abortion, over 137,000 so far. Tobacco, over 43,000 so far. Obesity, over 38,000 so far. Medical error, over 31,000 so far. Can you want to guess how many is murder by gun so far?
Not nearly that many.
1,300.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I can't say we don't care what 15 and 16-year-olds think, but they don't have a say yet. We have laws against that. There's a reason they can't vote yet, because they're not mature enough. And how can somebody that is not allowed to vote persuade or even change or recommend to do anything to my gun law? How does somebody, I mean, just think about that, you know? And over 137,000 abortions already in 3 months, over 137,000, and these people, don't talk to me about killing kids. You know, if you believe in abortion, it's just ridiculous.
Well, that's the parallel a lot of people make. Hey, Don, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a good day, man.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Let's back to the phones. Good morning to John.
Hey, good morning, Brian. The thing that gets me is, I mean, you can have a gun collection, have a beautiful gun collection. That ain't the problem. You know, I say it's not the gun that killed people. It's the idiot behind the gun. But the problem with society, we implement politics and laws and get it all screwed up. And you got people out here willing to do crazy things like these idiots up north of here. Nobody's taking your guns. Nobody's taking your amendment rights. But when you start talking that, somebody else take the talking point and it goes too far. These children do have a voice. They have a voice. Let them have a voice. You know, give them a voice. These are the next voters. These are the next parents. We have to turn this thing around in our country. There's no shop in schools. There's no home economics in school. There's nothing to give them a boundary, say you got to get out and go to work. Everybody's waiting on a handout. These kids do have a voice. They have a voice. Give them that voice.
Well, when you think about it, a lot of the protests that have been done over the years, and whether you agree with the protests or not, or the issue or not, I mean, who was protesting a lot during the Vietnam War?
Correct.
I mean, it was college students, right? A lot of younger people, I guess. Maybe not 15 or 16, or civil rights movement or whatever, right?
And I will say, during the civil rights movement, as a black American, we talk about all the blacks that were killed, but you didn't see the statistics of the whites that were killed that were protecting blacks. The old saying, tar and feather and all that. Give these children a voice. Don't take their voice away. That's the same problem we got right here in Champaign County when we're looking at this nursing home. Those people over there in that nursing home watch this country get mechanized. They watch this country turn around. We will not help this nursing home and take politics out of the nursing home, but we're willing to take politics into gun laws. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Hey, John, thanks for your comments today.
Take care.
Have a great weekend, as we've wished everybody here, as we wish Carol Varell coming up here with the news headlines. She can have a good weekend, too.
You too.
Yeah, let me turn your mic on there.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish you and everyone
okay?
a happy
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Did you hear all my little factoids about St. Patrick's Day?
I missed them.
Yeah, we're still working on them.
Oh, you're still working your way down
the
list.
Yeah, so you
huh?
still have a chance
to
hear some.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, it sounds like the weather's going to clear up a little bit after tonight.
Okay.
A yucky
well, that's good.
Night, but better.
Well, I'm going to be gone anyway, so it can do what it wants.
Oh, is that so? Does that mean you're going to warmer
air? I am going to warmer climates,
oh,
yes.
Lucky
for a
you.
Few days anyway. A couple of spring training games.
Oh,
I like
very
to do
cool.
that. So.
Very cool. You going to see my beloved Cubbies?
No, they're in Arizona.
Yeah.
Ed's going to do that.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Not simultaneously, but.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of time left.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, the baseball season starts early this year.
It does.
At the very end of March.
Yeah, I think Cubs home opener is April 9th on Monday.
Is that right?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Not sure, but I think.
Are you going?
I wish.
Oh.
I wish.
Got to work on that.
Yeah.
You got to know somebody.
Yeah, right? I think so. Do you know someone, Brian?
I know a couple people, but I don't know if I can help you. We're at 10:33. Carol's got the news headlines coming up. Real quick, Swanson Roofing. Corey Swanson, a hands-on owner. He works on almost every job with the crew. It's a truly family-owned business, Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. Corey's a graduate from Rand Tool and the University of Illinois. It's Roofing Dog Crew, comprised of roofing professionals certified in roof installation. The crew members receive full benefits, 401k, so they have incentive here to work hard and do a great job. And Swanson Roofing will help you with small repairs and help save your roof, even if they did not do your roof. They're happy to come out and fix any problems. So Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, providing services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. For a free estimate, call 217-355-7663. That's 217-355-ROOF, or visit Swanson Roofing online, theroofingdog.com. All right, Carol Verrell, news headlines up next on DWS.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
As we head for the weekend, glad you're with us. Penny for Your Thoughts, open line today as we cruise our way to the end of the week. 11 o'clock will be done. If you have any comments or questions, we had a couple of questions earlier about when Ameren or the city or whoever is trimming up the trees around the power lines, they leave the limbs down. I think Ursula called us about that. If you have any help for her on that, any insight as to what goes on there, I guess she's been trying to get rid of those items that they trimmed. Had a question about that. Also a question about celebrations of St. Patrick's Day in Champaign or Urbana or the county. If you know of any, feel free to pass those along as well. We talked about the collapse of the bridge down in Miami in the first hour. I had some good topic discussion on that. We've got an open line going to the top of the hour. Some facts you may not know about St. Patrick's Day. I'm just kind of picking my way through these as we go. There's a reason for the shamrocks. How did the shamrock become associated with St. Patrick? According to Irish legend, the saint used the three-leaf plant as a metaphor for the Holy Trinity when he was first introducing Christianity to Ireland. Also, in Irish lore, St. Patrick gets credit for driving all the snakes out of Ireland. Modern scientists suggest, though, the job may not have been too hard. According to the fossil record, Ireland has never been home to any snakes. Through the Ice Age, Ireland was too cold to host any reptiles, and the surrounding seas have staved off serpentine invaders ever since. Modern scholars think the snakes St. Patrick drove away were likely metaphorical. Okay, I don't know if you knew that or not. And it's the thought that counts. Not every city goes all out in its celebratory efforts. From 1999 to 2007, the Irish village of Dripsy, I guess it would be, or Dripsy, proudly touted that it hosted the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world. The route ran for 26 yards between two pubs. Today, Hot Springs, Arkansas claims the title for brevity. For St. Patrick's Day parade, its brief parade runs for 98 feet. I don't know what you do with all this. I'm just passing it on. All right, let's go back to the phones. Tiny, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. You had a little news flash here a while ago about our illustrious chancellor, Mr. Jones.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, he wants to worry about getting rid of the chief, so that makes 99% of the Illini fans mad. He's going to satisfy 1% of the people. We had a strike. It lasted 2 weeks here. He was in South Africa. Now, I know he could have canceled that. I know full well. This 40,000 students depending on this guy. And he's in South Africa. Jim Colleen, I don't know where he was, out to the mansion, hiding under the bed, but he was gone. He was out of town also. And I just wanted to express my love for both of them. They're both a couple of snowflakes. All this chancellor's ever did since the day he's got here is whine about the chief. And he wasn't here 15 minutes, and he said, we need more blacks here, so they got him to pry. Now, I don't know whether it ever happened or not. He wanted a couple of million bucks to do that. To hell with the rest of the people over here. And the great university that they're running every day, and it used to be for years and years when you had a problem on this station, you could call a university professor and you could put in the bank what they said. Today, you can't have these snowflakes over here because they're liable to melt on the way over. There's nothing to them. They're absolutely, they preach nothing but liberalism. It leaks out of them like a leaky faucet. But this chancellor is absolutely, and why the board and the rest of the people over there, unless they're all liking, that used to be easy. You know, we had a, what was her name, Wise.
Mm-hmm. Phyllis Wise, yeah.
Great gal, great gal, great chancellor. She had ideas, and she worked on different ideas. Well, she was a lady that started the thought on the medical school, wasn't she? That,
yes. Uh-huh. Yep. She was instrumental in that. Yep.
What does Jones do besides jump out of that Corvette at that parade and run like a two-day-old baby from the crowd? Never wouldn't allow the police to do nothing. I'm glad that I'm in a good mood this morning, or I might have said something worse.
All right. Well, thank you, Tiny.
Yes, sir.
All right. We appreciate it. Well, the chancellor is look, he's a good man. I've gotten to know him over the years, and my wife through her work at the university, and he's a very sharp guy. I mean, if you hear his life story and all that he has overcome and the work he's done, he was up in Minnesota for a long, long time. These guys do travel a lot, and if you're going to go to a South Africa or wherever, China, I mean, you're not going to go for 3 days. I can tell you that. You're going to be gone for a couple of weeks, probably, based on, you know, what I know about what they do on those trips and all the different things that they're involved with, all the meetings they have and so forth. So, I mean, I just know a little bit about that in that regard just because I'm fairly close to it. But one of the things that came out of the story that Tiny was mentioning was Chancellor Jones says he doesn't know where the conversations will lead or whether appearances by the chief at games would be stopped. I mean, the cameo appearances have been, you know, just been showing up. Obviously, it's not the traditional dance that we all got to know and the appearance by the chief that we all grew up with. But I guess a meeting on the chief and ways the university can move on, according to our news story that Carol was talking about in our newscast, will be held on April 10th. So that's kind of what's going on with that, and that's all the things he's referring to as far as that goes. And, yes, Chancellor Wise was a big part of the talks with the College of Medicine, the Carle College of Medicine. She was very much involved in all of that as it got started. We're at 10:45 here on DWS. A couple of other notes about St. Patrick's Day. There's no corn in that beef. Corned beef and cabbage, a traditional St. Patrick's Day staple, doesn't have anything to do with the grain corn. Instead, it's a nod to the large grains of salt that were historically used to cure meats, also known as corns. Didn't know that. And the Irish take St. Patrick's Day seriously, as you might expect. St. Patrick's Day is a huge deal in his old stomping grounds. It's a national holiday in both Ireland and Northern Ireland. It's a big deal in New York. New York's St. Patrick's Day parade, one of the world's largest parades since 1762. 250,000 marchers have marched up Fifth Avenue on foot. The parade in New York still doesn't allow floats, cars, or other modern trappings. 10:46, back with more Penny for Your Thoughts in just a moment. Penny for Your Thoughts, 10:50 here on this Friday. Hey, what's the best savings choice, a 401k or an individual retirement account? Well, 401k is an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. You contribute to that plan via payroll deduction, makes it easy to save for retirement. I do that. While it's a great start for planning your future, 401k might not be enough, though, to accumulate the savings you'll need. You can consider an individual retirement account, or IRA. The IRA offers specific tax benefits. Two types of IRAs. I think a lot of people know this, but it's always good to review. Traditional IRAs allow your investment earnings to grow tax-deferred until withdrawn. Roth IRAs are taxed at the time of contribution, but earnings can be withdrawn tax-free. And with both traditional and Roth IRAs, you can open an account anytime and make annual contributions. If trying to decide between a traditional or Roth IRA, utilize the financial calculator in the Resource Center, Busey.com, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY or visit any Busey location today for information. Text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515357. Matt says, caller John says, nobody's coming for your guns. If some of the laws in Springfield pass, they are in fact coming for your guns. If you own an AR-15, are under 21 years old and want to own a firearm, yes, they, in fact, are coming for your guns. And an email from Alice says the chief offends people, and a few say we should do away with all signs of the chief. If the alma mater offends me because I cannot afford to attend the U of I, can it be removed from sight too? Everyone needs to grow up, and if offended by something, you just avoid it or ignore it. That is from Alice. And an email as we head for St. Patrick's Day. What is green, Irish, and lays out at the pool? Patio furniture. Okay. That's from Michael. By the way, the last item you may not know about St. Patrick's Day, we should really wear blue. St. Patrick himself would have to deal with pinching on his feast day. His color was St. Patrick's blue, a light shade. The color green only became associated with the big day after it was linked to the Irish independence movement in the late 18th century. Anyway, that I thought that was pretty interesting. 10:52, we'll take another break, come back, and start to wrap it up for this week after this on Penny for Your Thoughts. I like that. Patio furniture. That's pretty good. Green, Irish, and lays out at the pool. All right, couple of final stories here in our final moments as we head for 11 o'clock and the top of the hour. By the way, 5 years ago on this day, they had the Conservative Political Action Conference, I guess they call that CPAC, outside of Washington. And in the poll, unscientific presidential preference poll, at that event 5 years ago, the winner was Senator Rand Paul over Senator Marco Rubio. Just shows you 5 years ago, here's where these two guys, and they were kind of the preference. Of course, there was, what, 15 or 20 of them that ran eventually in the Republican side of things. Also, a couple of other stories. Rhode Island lawmakers introducing a bill to flush outhouses out of the state. Providence Journal reports the bill is co-sponsored, would require any outhouse existing as of January 2019 to be abandoned, filled up, and destroyed within 1 year. They say the bill was inspired by former Warwick residents who lived within smelling distance of their neighbor's outhouse. The proposed bill would have the State Department of Environmental Management enforce the ban, and those who refused to comply could face up to a $1,000 fine. Outhouses used on the grounds of historical structures would be exempt. So that news was coming out of Rhode Island. So there's a couple of things there to think about as we head for the weekend. 10:57, again, I'll be off early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Scott Beatty will be here in the penny chair. We'll have Monday morning quarterbacks. I think Bruce Knight's going to be a guest of his from the city of Champaign, among other things. We'll be talking about the primary election, which is coming up, thank goodness, right, on March 20th. So we can get through the primary and get ready for the general election. My guess is that the combatants will continue to talk about each other, I would assume, over the next several months in the election leading up to November. And, of course, with the midterms coming up in Congress in Washington, D.C., everything there will be busy as well, as you'll hear lots of talk about that. I'll be back on Thursday. I have some good guests lined up in the weeks ahead. We'll be telling you about at the end of next week and into the month of April, so I think you're going to enjoy that. Also, I saw the Marching Illini are over in Ireland. Barry Hauser, there's some photos out there of his entire band unit there, the Marching Illini, on the airplane headed to Ireland. They're going to be over there, and we'll try to, one of the things we're going to try to do is get Barry Hauser on when they get back from Ireland at the end of next week. So we'll look forward to doing all of that next week when I'm back here on Thursday and Friday. Hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend. I had some folks asking about if there were any activities in town. I don't know if there are or not in regards. I know some restaurants do some different things. We've had the fish sandwiches, deluxe fish sandwiches going on at times here in recent weeks. So that's been part of the celebration of different things. But anyway, that's been ongoing. And, of course, we had the several good discussions about that bridge that collapsed in Miami earlier this morning in that first half hour. Pretty interesting to learn about that. So a lot of good topics on an open line, and those are what the open lines are good for going different directions and covering a lot of different topics along the way, and everything from the U of I to the bridge in Miami all covered today, as well as St. Patrick's Day, which is up tomorrow here on A Penny for Your Thoughts. So that's going to wrap it up for me for this week. Watch those NCAA basketball games. We've got the Big Ten going today, Purdue and Michigan State up in Detroit. I think Purdue plays one of the early games, so take a peek at that if you get a chance. Got the Saturday sports talk coming up tomorrow. Got Illini baseball over the weekend. So lots to get to here as we move into the weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Brian Barnhart. Thanks for being with us. WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.